Very nice and soothing. I love it. And we're going to talk about female artists now, because here at CJSF, we love to promote female talent. And tell me about Avery Sloan.
Yeah, a local talent that has been in and around the scene for a bit, and I've just heard her tunes. I haven't been fortunate enough to play a show with her yet, but I'm a really big fan of her songs and all that, and this tune in particular, very kind of summer indie vibes, and it's very nice out today, so figured that was a cool vibe.
We are back with Anton Seth. And guess what, folks? He had red hair back in the day, and it was bright, bright red.
Very
Tell me
bright.
About that.
Yeah, very Elmo red, for sure. Yeah, I was just trying to vary up the style, and the red worked. You know, it was very hard to maintain.
Okay.
So that's why I'm back to brown now.
Back to brown. Is that your first time dyeing your hair?
I had done cheetah print hair in the past. Print. Yeah, I did like bleached and then cheetah printed the sides kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool. Yeah. Oh, nice.
That one was surprisingly easier to maintain than the red.
Really?
Yeah. The red was just so bright that it would always fade really
quick. Oh, I see. Yeah, I see. Okay. Yeah. All right. So, like when you had the red hair, you performed at the shipyards, you performed at the Wild Eye, and you said the Fox?
Yeah, the Fox and the Shipyards. The Shipyards Fest was awesome. I played a couple sets. I played another set with Gurley playing guitar for him. Mm. And it was a nice busy day. And I went back last year in the crowd kind of thing watching. And it's always a great festival on the North Shore. And, you know, it was great to perform. And hopefully next summer, maybe I'll try to get back there.
That'll be awesome. Yeah. Okay, and I was going to talk about, I know you sing, but do you play any instruments?
Yeah. So I play guitar while I sing primarily. I can play pretty much everything else, bass, drums. Drums only a little, though. But when it comes to production, most of the stuff I record myself, and then I hit up some buddies to play drums.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, tell me about the song Waiting.
Yeah, this one was just at home kind of flexing the creative muscle, and it was an old song I had, and I was like, oh, man, I should just put this out, you know? Why not? And then I did.
Nice. That was Waiting. And guess what, folks? Just so you know, Anton is inked up. Like, so let's talk about some of your artwork there.
Yeah. I got a few. Mm-hmm.
He actually has one that says Collision Course. Was that one of your first ones? Or
That was my first bigger one. I actually have a bunch more on my back with.
Yeah.
First one on my arm that was showing was the Collision Course one.
Okay.
And I'm still stoked I have that.
Yeah. Okay, what's your very first tattoo?
So it's one on my shoulder, and it's a Tool tattoo from the band Tool from the album Lateralis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, love Tool.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the most recent one?
Most recent, I got this snake on the inside of my arm. Mm-hmm. I have two snakes. And I have a lot of friends who are tattoo artists, and I had a friend, his partner was apprenticing, and she moved back to France now.
Okay.
And still tattoos now. Uh-huh. But I think within the first week of her tattooing, I got this and
perfect.
$50 and some poking later.
Sure. Yeah, you could name them if you want. Give them a little shout out to the artist.
Her name is Emily. She don't know what her handle is. I don't even know if she's on Instagram. She went very underground kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay, no worries. Okay, well, talking about underground, we're going to go above ground to Space Girl. What is this song about?
This was just, you know, I had never written a like nice love song kind of thing, like a nice just sweet poppy love song. And I wrote this and I was just like,
eh, I'm going to go for it. New genre, new vibe.
Ducks out of the moon, I'll be your landing man. You'll hear me coming soon. I'll hold you closely as we drift off into space, as we float away.
Very cute. I love it. And I love spacey things. And we were just talking about Fan Expo. Apparently, you've never gone.
No. I always miss it by about a week.
But if you did go, is there anybody that you'd want to see there?
Elijah Wood was there either last year or the year before.
Right.
And I really wanted to meet him and get him to sign some stuff. But or anyone from like all the Marvel movies and stuff like that, like Hugh Jackman or Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I don't know if they go
kind of thing.
But Just
would you dress up too?
I'd get in a wizard outfit or something, or maybe a superhero.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. Okay, and we're going to talk about your pets. And guess what? Guess what kind of pets he has, folks? Because it's not a cat and it's not a dog. What is it?
I have two guinea pigs.
Two guinea pigs.
Me and my girlfriend Emily. They were hers first.
Shout out to Emily.
So I'm a stepfather to two guinea pigs.
And what are their names?
Dumbo and Sally.
Dumbo and Sally. Oh, yeah. It's a boy and a girl.
Both girls.
Oh, they're both girls.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And they're cute little things. They're way smarter than you would think.
Oh.
Yeah, they have personalities and everything.
And
they scream at us for food if we're not on time with
feeding
them.
If you're not on
time.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the next song here. We're going to do Bleeding Heart. Aw. Yes, tell me about this one.
This was kind of in the same batch of I was writing like Space Girl and stuff like that and trying to get more in touch with the lovey-dovey side and stuff. And along with that, the downsides of, you know, love and adventure. So this one was a bit more about the misadventures of love. Catchy, fun tune. And my friend Chris Fearon helped produce this. And
She said she loved me down at the disco. How did this happen? I know how this goes.
Happen.
I know how this goes.
Nice. All right. So guess what, folks? The Bleeding Heart has a video, and there was other songs that had a video as well. Which ones were they?
Yeah. Space Girl and Last Words and Bleeding Heart I have music videos for, and they'll be going up within the next couple weeks. They got taken down because I had a Vevo page, and now I don't have a Vevo page, and now it's going to be on a regular good old YouTube page.
YouTube, woohoo! Awesome. Okay, and I was going to talk about something. Oh, I forgot what the heck it was. Ugh, it's not coming to me. Anyways, okay, let's talk about the next song here called As Is.
Yeah, I wrote this at 3 a.m. This was when I was working at Hipposonic, mm-hmm. and I had late night access. So after a studio session one night, I was just sitting there and I was like, I have a guitar. I have the ability to put whatever I want.
Oh, nice. That you get to have the range of, wow.
Yeah, it was fun and just kind of tired 3 a.m. thoughts.
Yes.
So that's this song.
Okay, yeah. And now I remember the question was, it was about the video for Bleeding Heart. Yes.
Yeah.
So tell me about the video, because I know we can't see it now, but what was the premise of the, you know?
Yeah. The general premise is basically it's me and a love interest going back and forth, and it's very gimmicky. I had the red hair and stuff, and I'm in kind of a Mr. Rogers outfit, mm-hmm. and it moves from set to set, just like fighting back and forth, kind of misadventures. Yes. There's one where I get my a fake heart ripped out of my chest and stuff. We did a bunch of fake blood and it was fun, and at the doctor's office and all that. So yeah, it was fun. We did that at Emily Carr. Nicole Kershaw directed that and set that up. Yeah. She was awesome with it.
Okay, so here's As Is by Anton Seth on CJSF.
Damn self.
time, but it's all the time lately.
So groovy. Yes, at 3 a.m., folks, just making music. That's the way. Okay, so let's do some shout-outs.
Yeah. Hipposonic, as I was mentioning earlier, awesome recording studio if you can get there. Nathan Doyle is a awesome collaborator, bandmate, producer, great person to work with, has some awesome tunes coming up. Ezra Frankie as well, great talented local songwriter, and then Bible Girl as well. They're continuing. I was part of that project, and they're all awesome guys, and they're doing some great stuff. And trying to think, Quick Punch and Kat Larceny, they share a couple bandmates. They're all great, awesome bands. And then trying to think.
And your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad's a musician as
My
well.
My dad's a drummer and has a restaurant. If you're ever in Dawson Creek up north, Fix Urban Grill is my family's restaurant. It's a good burger.
There you go. Amazing. Okay. And where can people follow you?
I'm Anton.Seth. On all social media, on Instagram and Facebook primarily.
Yes.
And Spotify, SoundCloud, Bandcamp, all that. Bandcamp helps quite a bit. That's the preferred one. I just got all my tunes up there for the first time in a while because I was mainly just doing other ones. But yeah, Anton Seth.
Yes. Okay. And guess what, folks? He lived in East Van. Yeah. So tell me about the hood.
Yeah. I lived right by the 2400 Motel on Slocan and Kingsway.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right I got by, memories there.
Yeah. Right by Church's Chicken. Yeah. Would always walk down to Trout Lake and had a few awesome summers around there and really love East Van. I'm on the North Shore now, but I always try to come back and visit when I can. And play shows and all that.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Anton, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Here's Last Words by Anton Seth. DJ Meddy signing out. Check out the next show, and we'll catch you all next week. Bye!
You're listening